at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. After a long debate this afternoon, the Texas Senate voted 21-10 in favor of the so-called bathroom bill. Senate Bill 6 would bar transgender people from using the restroom of their choice at publicly owned facilities. The bill has been a top priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Senate Republicans. State Senator Lois Kolkhorst from Brenham is the sponsor. She said the bill's supporters don't believe that transgender people themselves would target women in bathrooms.
But we all agreed in ways that people will take advantage of open policies. It's the vague policy of removing barriers that predators will take advantage of.
Kolkhorst said the deciding factor on bathroom use should be a person's birth certificate and that transgender people should have their birth certificates changed. Houston Democrat John Whitmire said it's not that easy.
Are you aware, Senator, routinely in Harris County, judges deny someone with that application for moral, political, or whatever reasons, often unstated. You cannot get your birth certificate changed in Harris County.
The Senate must still give the legislation a final stamp of approval before sending it on to the House, where Speaker Joe Strauss says it's not a top priority. The final Senate vote could come as early as tomorrow. To another legislative drama now, this one caused by that huge storm in the Northeast. More than 6,000 flights have been grounded across the country, including one that two members of Congress from Texas had planned to take for a House vote. As KERA's Christina Martinez reports, they're driving to Washington, D.C., and conducting a kind of live town hall along the way.
El Paso Democrat Beto O'Rourke and San Antonio Republican Will Hurd are on opposite sides of the aisle. Still, for 24 hours, they're road trip buddies.
You kind of give me some general direction.
Yeah, so I'll hit it. Let's go out here to this. Go out to this road in front of us, and take a right.
A blizzard in the Northeast canceled their flights, so the two congressmen rented a car to get to the Capitol. And they're live streaming what they're calling a town hall. Constituents are posting questions on immigration, infrastructure, education, and this.
Sandy Young said, why is Hurd not doing a town hall in his district where people can ask him questions to his face? Sandy, I've done 50 town halls in the last 2 years, 400 public events.
However, critics say Hurd's only held one town hall by telephone since the November election. This roadshow may not be what constituents asked for, but a 24-hour bipartisan marathon? O'Rourke, who may challenge Ted Cruz for his Senate seat next year, weighs in.
If Will and I aren't talking to each other, if we're not listening to you, if we're not answering your questions, then we're talking in an echo chamber. And so I'm incredibly grateful that Will agreed to do this. You don't see this happen very often.
Hurd says he'd like to stop and smell the roses at every town along the way. O'Rourke, though, he's hardcore. He's behind the wheel for the first leg from San Antonio to Texarkana. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Hundreds of Dallas families who are worried about being kicked out of their homes this June will get some money to move. Today, the City of Dallas Housing Finance Corporation voted to set aside $300,000. That will go to families renting houses owned by HMK Limited. Housing, it doesn't meet standards that were strengthened last fall. Those 305 homes are mostly in West Dallas. The owner has decided to close his rental business. He says upgrading the 1940s-era properties would be too expensive. Many of the tenants are paying as low as $300 a month. Sandy Rollins with the Texas Tenants Union says $300,000 isn't nearly enough.
I think the city needs to invest in truly affordable housing. They need to make sure that not one HMK tenant, not one HMK family becomes homeless as a result of this.
She says many families renting from HMK live on less than $1,000 a month and can't afford to rent a newer apartment or home in West Dallas, a neighborhood that's undergoing dramatic redevelopment with financial support from the city.
It's just so out of balance to be giving millions to wealthy developers for housing that's unaffordable while giving a couple thousand to low-income families who have been part of this community.
Rollins argues $300,000 split between all the tenants who need to move will barely scratch the surface. Life on the Financial Edge is our focus every Tuesday. Today, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at a program designed to send kids home from school each week loaded up with fresh fruits and veggies. A nonprofit called Brighter Bites is behind the heaping bags of produce. And as Courtney Collins explains, the group is also making sure parents know what to do with that food.
The school gym at John Quincy Adams Elementary, southeast of downtown Dallas, is loud and bustling. Instead of stampeding kids chasing a basketball, 15 parents are making all this noise. They're opening boxes, taking apart pallets, stuffing grocery bags full of fruits and veggies, even hauling out trash. They're a well-oiled machine.
And you do not want to interrupt those parents.
Alicia Farhat runs the Dallas office of Brighter Bites, serving 15 North Texas schools, a handful in Austin, and several dozen in Houston. The volunteers here at Adams today all have kids at the school and will all take home 26 pounds of produce this afternoon, which just happens to be the Friday before spring break.
It is something we hear a lot from our families, especially those on the Thursday or Friday distributions when the weekend is right around the corner, is how helpful it is for them for the week to come.
Today, grocery bags are being filled with 9 different fruits and veggies, everything from eggplant to celery, sweet potatoes to navel oranges. Based on the USDA average prices of each of these foods per pound, 300 families at Adams will go into the weekend with about $38 worth of produce. They'll also take home the know-how to integrate this food into their family's diet.
So, for example, today we have eggplant. Many parents don't know what to do with eggplant, how to cook it. So we have how-to sheets on how to prepare the eggplant, how to cut it, how to slice it, how to, you know, you need to peel it before you cook it. If not, it's not going to taste right.
Recipe cards go home too for simple, interesting dishes like grapefruit mint salad, beet smoothies, and black bean dip. Parents and kids also get to taste samples when they pick up their bags. Volunteer and mother of two, Alma Morales, loves giving the new foods a try at home.
It's healthy. And the bag is coming the recipe, and the recipe helped me and my family. Everything is very good for me. I love it, this program.
Morales is on a tight budget and says the produce helps keep her family's fridge full. Parent Carolina Guerra feels the same way, especially with spring break this week.
We can actually have a really great breakfast. We have cantaloupe this time. I saw a cantaloupe in there. We can break that up and serve it to our kids in the morning. And I know my son loves cantaloupe.
She, her husband, and third grader have really gotten into the Brighter Bites food. Roasting squash in the oven for dinner, enjoying fresh fruit with breakfast, and snacking on celery. And Guerra says volunteering to sort produce and stuff bags.
Personally, for me, it actually has helped me, as in physical, because it is a workout. Emotionally, you make friends.
And that's obvious when you watch these parents work. They smile and chat. They're clearly having fun. But there's nothing casual about this volunteer time. They're focused. They're driven. They care about what they're doing. Alicia Farhat says that's probably because Brighter Bites serves the whole family, sending home food for the students and mom and dad.
Making sure that parents understand the nutritional value of fruits and vegetables and including them in the diet is just as important as having those nutrition education lessons in the classroom for the kids to also learn that. So both need to happen at the same time so that then there can be some behavior change, you know, in the home.
That's the whole point of Brighter Bites, making each home a little healthier one week at a time. Which might explain why these parents are so willing to spend a Friday afternoon sorting 7,800 pounds of green beans, pears, and tomatoes. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
For the evening, should have mostly clear skies tonight, low around 45 later on. Tomorrow should be sunny, high around 68, and tomorrow night cloudy, low around 53. It's currently 64 degrees in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 65 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.